Hi, I'm Paula Bob of Blossoming Possibilities, and this is your complimentary stress and anxiety relief audio entitled Feel Calmer Now. While I am describing how I will lead you in this audio, just begin tapping with several fingers right now on your collarbone point. This is the area a little below and to either side of the base of your neck. I just want to give you a short but concentrated 10 minutes or so of continuous tapping on certain acupuncture points, because doing so stimulates a calming response in the body. If you wish, you may continue tapping for as long as you like after this audio finishes. I will guide you on where to tap, and at times I may add words to help stir up feelings that you might like to release. Feel free to repeat the words after me, or simply listen to them and continue tapping. If some feelings become more intense, just keep tapping. That is what will help them to release, little by little. As you continue tapping on your collarbone point, please know that you can tap on either side with either hand, or you can tap on both sides with both hands. It's really up to you. Do what feels right. To continue, you can either stay at the collarbone points for the remainder of this audio, or follow along as I name and describe some other points. Again, as you come to each point, simply tap continuously until you move to a different point. Now, take the fingers of one hand and tap continuously on the fleshy side of the other hand. This is called the karate chop point. Let's just stay there and tap for a few more seconds. Now begin tapping on the beginning of the eyebrow near the bridge of the nose. This is called the eyebrow point. When you are ready, move to the outside of that eye on the bone and tap. This is called the side of the eye. Next, tap on the bony ridge beneath the center of the eye. This is called under the eye. Now move to under the nose and tap there. Next, move to the area under the lower lip in the little indentation. This is called the chin point, even though it is not directly on the chin. And again, we are now going to tap on the collarbone point. Take a deep breath anytime you feel the need, and if you find yourself yawning, that is a good indication that a layer of stress is being released. Now take your fingers and tap about 4 inches below your armpit on the side of the body. Either side is fine, and take your fingers and tap all around the top of your head. Now I am going to guide you through these acupoints again, and I'm going to add some words. You might not relate to all of the words I say, but it's fine to repeat them anyways. Or you can substitute your own words that speak to you more closely. The main thing is to keep tapping. Let's go to the karate chop point and tap. All of the stress. Eyebrow point. All of this worry. Side of the eye, all of this sadness. Under the eye, all of this fear. Under the nose, all of this anger. Chin point, all of this anxiety. Collarbone, all of this stress. Under the arm, all of this anger. Top of the head. All of this anger. Now continue to tap on the collarbone as I describe our final portion. I am going to guide you through each of the points a couple of times. On the first round, I will focus on one emotion. In this case, anger. I suggest that you repeat the phrase after me, and then fill in the blank with what rings true for you. If anger is not present and something else like sadness or worry or something else is more present for you, feel free to say that instead, and then fill in the blank as well. So we shall begin. Eyebrow point. I'm angry because... Side of the eye. I'm angry because... Under the eye. I'm angry because... Under the nose. I'm angry because... Chin point. I'm angry because... Collarbone point. I'm angry because... Under the arm. I'm angry because... Top of the head. I'm angry because... Eyebrow point. I want to feel calm. Side of the eye. I can't stop worrying. Under the eye. I want to feel peaceful. Under the nose. I can't let go of this anger. Chin point. I just can't let go. Collarbone. It seems impossible. Underarm. I hate feeling like this. Top of the head. I want to feel calm and peaceful. Eyebrow. I can't let go. Side of the eye. Yes, I can. Under the eye. I'm filled with way too much anger. Under the nose. I can let some of it go now. Chin point. It's okay to release a bit now. Collarbone point. Maybe I can't release all of it yet. Under the arm. But that's okay. Top of the head. I choose to release what I can right now and allow more of it to release when I'm ready. I'm ready to feel calmer. I'm ready to feel calmer. Now take a deep breath and let it go. If you are feeling calmer than you were, feel free to stop tapping. If you are still feeling intensity, then keep tapping on the collarbone or other point as I wrap up this audio. What you have just experienced was an introduction to tapping on acupoints to release some stress, pain, or anxiety. EFT, or Emotional Freedom Techniques, is most effective with specific details and discovering the core issues or contributors for each emotional or physical challenge. I'd like to share a few tips now so that you can get the most from this little audio. First of all, if you are experiencing a very intense challenge, perhaps a panic attack, don't worry about any words. Just begin tapping immediately and keep tapping continuously until you feel calmer. Tap around and around and around all of the points continuously. Unless you prefer staying at the collarbone or another point, do what works best for you. This recording is copyright Paula Bob, 2016. Please feel free to make copies and give it to your friends as long as you copy this entire recording, including this acknowledgement. Goodbye.